broadcasting live for the fourth and final time from this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2010 edition. We're here at Rogers Campground, as we were last year, and as we have been, you and I, Mark, since Wednesday evening, broadcasting live this program, and of course, as always, taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us. It is the live Saturday edition. We're still here to take your phone calls, as we normally are, but things are a little bit different here tonight on Free Talk Live. For those of you who are just our regular Saturday listening audience, you perhaps don't receive this program on your local talk station during the week. You have no idea that we have been at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You don't know what the Porcupine Freedom Festival is. Mark, and I mean Mark, my co-host Mark, not Mark Stevens, who is joining us here, by the way. Let me introduce Mark Stevens here from the No State Project, markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C. markstevens.net is your website. People can go there to learn more about your book, Adventures in Legal Land, which I'm a big fan of, and also read some of your articles, which I think are really eye-opening. I mean, even me coming in from a pro-liberty perspective into your material, it was an eye-opener for me in many ways, experiencing what you have to say. So, Mark, get right in there on that microphone and say hello.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on again, guys. And I want to thank you again, Ian, because you were the one that made this possible, you and Curtis. You were the one who mentioned it on the air, coming out to Porkfest, that if you had not made that suggestion, I'd be listening at home.
And you're here now, and it's great to have you here. So feel free to jump in here as we talk about Porkfest and what has been happening up here. Mark, what is Porkfest?
Well, it's a gathering, and this year it is at its largest level yet. I've heard the number 1,000 tossed around.
I heard the campsite people were saying that, right?
Yeah, 1,000. And people are here. They're partying. They're doing family events. They're talking about liberty. There's T-shirts and bumper stickers and all kinds of stuff. People are selling things, and it's just a really great event where people who understand the ideas of liberty can come and be around other people who do.
Yeah, it happens once a year, and it's just a blast and an absolute privilege to be able to broadcast our show live every single night. And we've had so many interesting people on this program. Last night was an amazing show with Stefan Molyneux from freedommainradio.com here to debate atheism versus agnosticism with Johnson. Very unusual radio show. We did it, and our audience here loved it. So if you missed that, go to freetalklive.com. You can download the last several days' worth of the program there. In fact, all the way back to 2009, completely free.
But that was last night's show.
Yeah, that was last night. And so tonight we're going to try to load up our third microphone with as many interesting folks here as possible to sneak in all the people we haven't gotten to talk to yet this weekend, and at the same time do our best to bring your phone calls into the mix as well. You don't have to call about Porkfest. You can, of course, as always, call about anything. 800-259-9231. But about Porkfest, you can go to porkfest2010.com to learn more about what it is that we're doing here and some of the things that you've missed, unfortunately, because, well, this is the last night. This is the final night of Porkfest. It goes. There are a couple of things going on tomorrow. I think Gary Johnson is going to be the closing speaker, the former governor of New Mexico.
Indeed.
And let's see, just some minor stuff going on tomorrow morning, some church services. And I know that the atheists have a gathering, and the Christians have a gathering, and so there's that stuff going on. And
there's this sort of non-denominational seekers gathering going on, too.
Okay. And so really Sunday's kind of just a wrap-up day, folks packing up their campsites, that kind of thing. So 800-259-9231. If you missed it this year, go to porkfest2010.com, learn more about the event, and then get your plans together for next year. And hopefully we'll know soon when the dates are going to be for next year so people can start reserving their campsites. Because it's been an absolute blast, and a lot of people have come up here and just talked about how much fun they've had. In fact, there were two carloads of guys that came from Orlando alone. I mean, people from all across the country, even from around the world, coming here to Lancaster, New Hampshire at Porkfest. So we're starting things out here. Mark Stevens is with us. The No State Project is the name of your radio program. You do it on a weekly basis, and unfortunately technical difficulties prevented you from doing the show live, but you did bring some cameras and you had some guests and you recorded that, and that's going to go up, I suppose, at your website at markstevens.net. You're going to be talking to, you talked to Larkin Rose. Who else?
Well, we had Larkin Rose. We had Stefan Molyneux. Well, we wanted Stefan Molyneux, but we did that after, so we do have some footage with Stefan. We did another roundtable out in the rain. And so we had Jim Davies, who is a regular contributor to Strike the Root and LouRockwell.com. We had Alex Knight III with the Center for a Stateless Society. And we had your own Pete Irie of the Motorhome Diaries.
Air.
It took me a few tries.
Air.
Sorry to get it right myself. Pete Air, yeah, from NowLibertyOnTour.com. They've launched a brand new website, and they're repainting MARV, their mobile authority resistance vehicle. And, of course, we'll, again, talk to those guys off into the future. But, Mark, I mean, you're here at the Pork Fest for your first time. It's not your first time in New Hampshire. You've come to the Liberty Forum in the past, and you spoke there once. What's your experience so far been?
This has been great, and I didn't have to run out real fast like I did when I was at the Liberty Forum in Nashua last year. I think it's been great. I got to meet a lot of people. I mean, I finally met Larkin Rose. Jim Davies came up from Vermont with Alex and I, so it was great to meet everyone. And to be around people who understand that the initiation of force is wrong. And what's interesting is that so many people here are armed. Not only are they armed, there's a lot of real money that's around, mm-hmm. and there's no incidents.
Real money, you mean silver.
Silver. Well, yeah. Still, there's silver. Right, there's silver, and not necessarily coin. You know, they have the bars and whatnot mm-hmm. that you can hear over there. And so, you know, the idea that you can have 1,000 people together with a lot of real money and freely carrying firearms.
Guns on their hips. And
there's alcohol.
You'd think that this would be a big shoot 'em up, but mm-hmm. never has been an incident, not a single incident. I can't say that there won't be ever, but, you know, it amazes me.
Well, there was one think about. There was one guy last year that everyone was calling the Fed, and he's not here this year. I don't know why. But that guy was he was really doing some things that were questionable with his firearm last year, and some people took him aside and had words with him, and that stopped that behavior. But there have only been
Big people.
Yeah, there have only been a few questionable incidents over the years, and we don't even know who those people are, right? I mean, like I said, the guy's not even back. So maybe he really was the Fed.
So the name of your radio show is the No State Project. Does that mean you want to get rid of all the state boundaries so that we're all one big, happy, homogenous nation?
Well, I think what I'm trying to do with it is convince people that there are no states already.
Well, and convince me, Mark, even though I convince the listener who is saying, what? There's clearly states. I live in the United States.
Yeah, they give me tickets all the time.
Well, tell me how that's working out. It's very easy. It's one of those things where you prove a negative. And this is actually one of those things where you can prove it's demonstrably false. It's very easy. What a state is a body politic made of citizens. So a citizen, what's a citizen? Is a member of the body politic owing a duty of allegiance in return for duty of protection. Well, the government's openly told us in thousands of court cases that there's no duty to protect anybody. Plus the fact that they...
Yeah, but they're going to do it anyway because they care.
Well,
they've got the military.
Well,
they're here to keep us safe.
Well, that's what they tell you. Right? Well, that's what they tell us. So you can also show, though, Ian, that the fact that the support for it, for the government, is not voluntary. So obviously no duty could be created if it's done by force. So if there's no duty of allegiance, no duty of protection, there's no duty of allegiance because they're reciprocal, as mm-hmm. the Supreme Court says. So if there are no citizens because there's no relationship there, there's no body politic. If there's no body politic, there is no state, which means there is no government. So the people that you call themselves government are, you know, they're just as deluded as the people who think that they are a government. And so if there are no states, there is no United States.
Well, there's certainly buildings that these people work in, right?
Well, it's a building.
And there are people.
Well, look, like the state of New Hampshire did not, we can all agree, all rational people can agree, that the state of New Hampshire did not exist on July 3rd, 1776. But there were people there and, well, obviously these beautiful hills and trees. So what changed from July 3rd to July 4th? Well, some guys wrote things on a piece of paper, and when it actually got out, eventually, with the media back then a perception in people's minds changed. We're not a colony anymore. We're a state. But it was just something in their head. And
that's all it's ever been.
That's all it's ever been. It's like what I mentioned in the book. It's a state of mind, if you want to look at it that way. It's demonstrably false. It's very easy. And one of the things that I do, of course, is going into court and using that information. So what we went through at the workshop yesterday, what we go through the workshop is the questions. And you ask, you just ask, well, is there evidence of a complaining party? Like you're in court and the prosecutor says, well, I'm here to represent the state of New Hampshire. And you just ask him a question, as you would any attorney if he's claiming to represent a fiction. Well, is there evidence of a complaining party? And in all the experience that I've had in listeners and people who bought the book, no prosecutor has ever answered the question. And when the judge doesn't bail him out, he usually withdraws the charges, or the judge throws it out for a failure to prosecute.
People can learn more at markstevens.net. Can you stick with us, Mark, for a little bit?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
800-259-9231. We're live from Pork Fest 2010. This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and we will, as always, take your phone calls about absolutely anything. Though we're here live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest2010.com. That's pork with a C. To learn more about what's happening here, it's a really great time together with hundreds of other like-minded individuals, people hanging out, getting to know one another, making new friendships, in many cases friendships that may last a lifetime as people prepare and move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. A great concept, bringing people of like mind together all in the same geographic location. I've heard Mark Stevens is with us, that you're even considering a summer home up here because you're not really a winter kind of guy.
I'm a Phoenix kind of guy. And yeah, I and again, and I'm serious. If I was going to move back to the East Coast and get summer play. Yeah, absolutely.
It seems like a good way to split things because you get the Freedom's Phoenix guys down there, and they're a pretty great activist group in the Phoenix area. Folks like Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence. And speaking of declaring independence, that kind of takes me to where we're going next. And I want to get to our phone calls here in a little bit, but I want to actually, we're kind of in a rush time schedule here because there's a lot going on, and Sam Dodson is going to join us briefly on your microphone, Mark, for just a moment here from ObscuredTruth.com to tell us a little bit about what it is that is going on here tonight. I think that we might actually end up making history here on the airwaves. This, maybe down the line, people will turn around and look back at this moment as a real defining moment, at least in theory, because what we're talking about here is the Shire Society declaring your independence from the coercive government and essentially withdrawing yourself, not physically, because we're still here in the geographic boundaries commonly known as the United States, but mentally, setting yourself free and declaring your independence verbally and actually coming out and saying, I've had it with this coercive government. I'm ready to do something about it. I'm ready to take a firm position in favor of advancing to a voluntary society, peaceful evolution, moving forward without violence into the next great step, the next great plateau for mankind. And I think that what we're doing here tonight is part of that. Sam, can you elaborate a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's really about acknowledging that man has tried one form of government after another, and it can work. I mean, it works. It functions. Society is able to run. But I think we've recognized that it's time we evolve past the need for one group of people to, you know, force their will, force their ideas, force their solutions on everybody else by using coercion and violence.
Absolutely. So we've put together something at the freekeen.com forums is where this kind of idea first generated, because I always found that when I was out doing my activism that sometimes the people who are kind of inside the system would say things to me like, well, you're part of our society. When I would perhaps complain about the fact that they steal money from me in order to, to force kids into their government indoctrination camps. You know, if I might complain about that, well, they would say things like, well, you voted for this. Well, no, I didn't. Well, you're part of our society, and you've got the social contract, and da-da-da-da-da.
Not anymore.
You know, all these imaginary ideas, and I'm not part of your society. I don't want to be part of your society. Your society is a violent one, and societies are supposed to be voluntary associations of individuals. If you go and you look at the definition of what society means, it's supposed to be voluntary. So I figured, well, we need to make it so we can answer really to essentially break their viewpoint, to be iconoclastic toward their viewpoint that we're part of their society. When they say something like, well, you're part of our society, we can say, no, because we're going to form our own society. We're going to form the voluntary society, and we're calling it the Shire Society. And eventually it's going to be open to anybody to join right now, tonight, the very genesis here of this. It's open to the people that are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival who are going to sign our Shire Society Declaration. Tell us more about that.
You know, you mentioned sort of rejecting the idea of using violence, and I think that's one aspect of it. And the other part is really understanding that it's a state of mind that's going to get us to evolve past where we are today. It's really starting to make personal choices that we're comfortable with that choose voluntary interactions over government force or government solutions. And, we've come up with some words. I think we're going to read those here in a minute to just sort of explicitly state that as simply and as clearly as we can in a way that just says voluntary interaction is the way to go. It's you know, half a page. Anybody, I think, can read this, can understand
it. It's easy to understand,
yeah. It's not geographically bound. It's just something that a personal choice that people make. And once they do, they basically, by signing, they're affirming their commitment to a voluntary society, to work towards that, to move towards that, to stay in that state of mind.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean jumping 100% in the way and, you know, going and becoming a civilly disobedient non-cooperative and putting your house on the line and, you know, stopping paying property taxes.
Burn all your papers. No,
it doesn't mean doing that. It means that you've taken the mental step and you're now declaring that you are a free person and you're going to do everything you can within your life to live as free as you possibly can. I think that's what this means.
I think so.
And it also gives us our own piece of paper with signatures on it. Finally, now we have our own, we'll have our own piece of paper here in minutes that we'll be able to point to and say, aha, see, ours is as legitimate as yours, and we aren't violent either.
Wait, don't we have to have everyone here raise their hand and vote so we had, like, a bunch of people that voted for this?
Well,
raise your hand.
Well, there's no majorities required here. It's a voluntary society. So anybody that reads this document, and as you say, we're going to read it on the air here shortly, and then there are pens here, and we've got some very nice calligraphy that's been done, and it's written up on big pieces of paper, and Taryn Lupo is here from LCLReport.com. He's shooting video of this, so I'm sure that video will be up. What do you say, Taryn? Within a few weeks, it's going to be up on your site? Sooner than that, 3 days, he says. So keep an eye out for that. So coming up here, we're going to actually read the Shire Society Declaration. People will begin signing it. The artist, the man who's done the actual work here, and he's volunteered to do this, by the way. This is beautiful. I mean, the audience can see this. This is a beautiful document that he's put together. He's already got his signature on it, so his is the first. And so we're going to begin this process here in just a few moments. Our number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you're sitting quietly here absorbing this.
Well, you know, I kind of look at it all as kind of silly, right? Like, so you sign a piece of paper that says...
Do you think they felt the same way in 1776?
And that's where I'm coming up with. Like, this is an audacious piece of paper. It says things like, you know, we do not recognize government's control over ourselves or anything like that. I don't know. You're going to read it here shortly. I read it earlier today. But it was an audacious piece of paper when they signed the Declaration of Independence, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it, you know, I'm torn, basically. I'm somewhere between silly and awe.
Now, Mark, is it silly because it doesn't it isn't backed up by some army that's ready to attack the existing government that's in place?
That has, it's a system that worked at one point, right?
Well, that's not the way we're going to evolve and move past the need to use violence to solve problems.
Right. If we want to get away from a violent society, which is where we're at today, then we have to embrace peace for ourselves.
Absolutely.
and enact peace in our lives. And that way, because if you want to get to a peaceful society, you can't get there through violence.
Mm-hmm.
Overthrowing another gang of criminals is not going to get us any closer to peace. It will just inevitably get us another gang of criminals lording over our lives here. So, with that in mind, we don't have enough time to read it in this segment of the program. Coming up, we're going to share that. Sam, thank you for sitting in here.
Thank you.
I hope that you'll be one of the first to put your signatures on the document. I know you've got to go down to do some film work.
I'll go do that right now.
At Portfest. Sam going to be one of the initial signers here of the Shire Society Declaration. You've already read it, so you're comfortable with it. We're going to read it for the rest of you here in the audience, and those of you out there. 1-800-259-9231. Going to make some history here, as Sam puts pen to paper, and then others will likely follow, here in moments. We'll continue the discussion, the coverage here in moments. Also, Larkin Rowe is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on all this that is transpiring in front of him. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfilters and purifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2010 edition, live at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, across from an incredible vista of the White Mountains that is just absolutely stunning, amazing to behold, and it's great to be here. But it's better to be here surrounded in this beautiful place, surrounded by beautiful people, people who love freedom, people who understand what liberty means, people who are not only in love with the idea and understanding of the idea, but are also willing to take action and do something, because the liberty movement for the longest time has been filled full of people who, well, you know, they'll meet up once a week or once a month, and they'll chit-chat at their Ron Paul meetup or their Libertarian Party meetup, and they'll talk about freedom, and they'll bitch and complain about all the problems that government is causing them in their lives, and, you know, that's fine. And that's where I started. And then I heard about the Free State Project, and I realized that what I was doing down in Sarasota, Florida, was not having the effect that I wanted it to have. I didn't see freedom growing. I saw it retreating, and I figured getting together with other like-minded people made sense. And so I made the move almost 4 years ago now. It's 3.5 years back in 2006 as part of the Free State Project. Mark, you came with me, and a whole bunch of other people have come up too, hundreds of people, as a matter of fact. One of those folks is here with us. Larkin Rose is joining us here, and thank you, by the way, to Mark Stevens for coming on the show tonight and being one of the first signers of the Shire Society Declaration. Mark Stevens from the No State Project, thank you again for being here. Larkin, your website, LarkinRose.com?
Yep, that's it.
And what will people find there, by the way?
Well, there are, I have a few books out, but there are also lots and lots of shorter rants, as I refer to them, of just a page or two that they can find for free. And I actually think it's good for people new to these ideas to sort of get it in small doses, let it rattle around inside their heads. Mm-hmm. So there's lots there to keep people busy as long or as short as they want to read.
Good stuff. And also, you're even putting out occasionally YouTube videos, which are also pretty great. So people can see those too there?
Yep. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/LarkinRose. There'll be a couple more new ones there soon.
You are one of the doers. You were one of the people who put your freedom where your mouth was, and you took a couple years in federal prison, as I understand it, as a result of your beliefs. You are a tax freedom advocate, amongst other things. That's kind of where you made your name, if you will, within the movement. And you're an inspiration to me. I haven't been paying the federal gang since 2004 myself. And so thank you, by the way, for leading the way on that. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure a number of people in our audience also appreciate that that leadership.
Well,
come on, man. The guy went to federal prison for 2 years.
Only one year.
1 year, okay.
15 months was the sentence. It was a year.
More than anyone should ever have to sit in a prison cell.
Well, they gave me free room and board, so I wrote two books they don't like. So, you know.
And you haven't changed your mind either. It didn't take it out of you, did it?
I'm not corrected, let's put it that way.
The penitentiary didn't make you feel penitent.
No. Correctional institution didn't correct me, and...
So I'm glad to have you here on the show tonight. The last segment we wrapped out with talking about the Shire Society Declaration, and you were one of the first signers of the Shire Society Declaration. You read it, obviously, before you put your name on it. What did you see there? Obviously, you liked it enough to sign your name to it. What do you think about this?
It's a great, very succinct description of basically what it is to be a human being. And I really think that the... animal species Homo sapiens is just getting around to beginning to be human beings, and that the authoritarian do what you're told, don't think about it, forget your free will, forget your individual judgment is sort of a leftover. We're just starting to become human, and I think the Declaration is a great synopsis of here's what human beings should actually be: something better than just violent pack animals, something better than, well, we have our chief, and he clubs you over the head and makes you do what we want.
Something a notch above the, great apes or something
right.
like that.
Basically, something human instead of something stupid and violent and animalistic.
So I'm going to share the text of this declaration for our audience out there listening.
Sure.
It's over at shiresociety.com. That's where people can go to visit the forum where this document was created. It's been refined several times since its original creation. And so here it is, Shire Society Declaration. This is what people are currently signing right now. The first sheet is full of names, by the way. I don't know how many people have signed. It's been very busy over there. There's a whole second sheet, by
the way.
It's like
a giant get well card.
Yep, everybody's got their Shire Society buttons that they got as a result. And down the line, we'll post all of this as a PDF, and people will be able to see the signatures and see everything online. It'll be really cool. So we're working on that.
How many signatures does Declaration of Independence have?
Good question. Yeah. Look into that, and we'll talk about it.
I'm certain we've eclipsed that at this point.
I think we already have.
That makes us more legitimate, right?
By we, I mean you.
Right, you haven't signed yet, Mark.
I'm not going to sign.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, anyway, you'll have to tell me about what you disagree with in this document.
I don't disagree with any of it.
Oh, all right, good. Well, Shire Society, just cowardly then. We, the undersigned...
My handlers at the FBI told me not to sign on.
We, the undersigned, witnesses to the lesson of history that no form of political governance may be relied upon to secure the individual rights of life, liberty, or property, now therefore establish and provide certain fundamental precepts measuring our conduct toward one another and toward others. First, each individual is the exclusive proprietor of his or her own existence and all products thereof, holding no obligations except those created by consent. Second, no individual or association of individuals, however constituted, has the right to initiate force against any other individual. Third, each individual has the inalienable right of self-defense against the initiation of force. Fourth, explicit voluntary association is the only means by which binding obligations may be created, and claims based on association or relationships to which any party did not consent are empty and invalid. Fifth, rights are neither collective nor additive in character, and no group can possess rights in excess of those belonging to its individual members. We hereby declare our commitment to peace, individual sovereignty, and independence, and join the Shire Society. And that's where the signatures go. So it's been done. It's happened. The Shire Society has been created, and it happened here live on the air. And
there were signatures. There were hugs. There were tears.
The signatures continue. Lots of photographs were taken. We're going to actually move this document down to where the party's going on. There's the soapbox idol happening, I think, here in moment. I think it's actually happening now. So one of the biggest, most popular events of last year is recurring, where activists will be given the opportunity to grab a microphone in front of a big crowd of people, get up on stage, rage and rant about something for 3 minutes. So I'm hoping you'll go down there, Larkin, because you're good at that.
Sure.
And there's some sort of a prize. I don't know if it's just bragging. I think it might just be bragging rights. But there is a winner who will be chosen. Our very own Gardner Goldsmith is down there right now. He came out here on crutches to be out here at the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. So make sure you go down, see Gard, say hi to him, and let him know that you're glad that he's here. Let's see. What else can we say about this? I mean, it's happening. The Shire Society. Oh, one thing that's important about this: there aren't any geographical boundaries here to this this here society. The Shire Society is a concept, just like a government is a concept. It's an idea, and so you don't have to.
It does draw up the question: why does a government have to rule a particular geopolitical landmass? I mean, why is that?
I think it's a gentleman's agreement.
It's a holdover from the feudal system. Instead of a king, now we have a bunch of people that vote on stuff, and then they place new, sort of semi-kings and lords in place, and they decide what the rules are. And at this point, after 235 years or whatever, they've piled so many laws, rules, ordinances, executive orders, and everything on our heads that the average person couldn't read all the laws in four lifetimes.
Go ahead, Larkin.
Yeah, it's so much a turf war, and now it's down to which master's plantation do you want to be on? And that's just not good enough. And when people say, well, if you don't like this one, go over to that one, there really ought to be a human option. Like, maybe we shouldn't be on a plantation at all.
Well, wait, don't you want to just become the master and change all the rules and set the slaves free from within the system?
Oddly, no. I don't want to be the master.
Me neither. And that's part of what the Shire Society Declaration is all about. So, Larkin, is this your first Pork Fest?
Is it? I think I've been to one. I've been to a couple things up in
New
Hampshire.
You've been to Burning Pork. I know you went to Burning Pork, which is like a similar, but much smaller
event. That's why I'm confused.
But you've never been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
No, although I do have property up here, which makes a good excuse to sneak up here to this thing.
Any excuse you can get to come up here. You are a Free State Project participant, as I understand it. So you'll be theoretically making the move at some point in the future.
I don't know when, but yes.
Hope to see you.
I've made the move several times, every time it comes to the property.
Well, I hope to see you. Have you been having fun this weekend? Is this great
or
what?
It's great.
Are these the most awesome people in the world?
Absolutely. If this was the whole world, we're finished.
Larkin, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate
thank
you being
you.
On Free Talk Live. LarkinRose.com. Go get more of him, and we'll take your calls coming up next. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about anything, as we always do, but things are a little different on the air tonight because we're live, which is pretty unusual. We only really leave the studio a couple of times a year, once for the Liberty Forum, which happens in the wintertime, and then once for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which happens here during the summer, both in New Hampshire and both part of the Free State Project, in order to encourage other people to come up here. Dale is with us, normally joins us in the studio as our third host on Friday nights, also the host of our Sunday show occasionally on our internet-only Sunday show. Dale, welcome back on Free Talk Live.
The now notorious Sunday show.
Well, the once notorious.
Good job for getting it out there.
One time Sunday show, the rest of it will not be like that.
So Dale, you're here at the Pork Fest. This is certainly not your first one. What are you, on 3 now?
This is my fourth Pork Fest.
Your fourth one, okay. And you're one of those people that actually came up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You kind of wanted to check things out, and Pork Fest was a pretty big motivator for you.
Absolutely. My first night, it was a Monday night. I'd come early because there's the unofficial Pork Fest that starts kind of early in the week, even a few people showing up the Sunday before, and a lot of people on Monday before. And I showed up Monday night, went out to dinner with people, and decided that night I was going to move.
Because of the people? Because they're just...
Yeah. Wonderful. I mean, they were telling me what New Hampshire was like, what the other people that had already moved here were like, what their plans were, and the things they were thinking about. And I ended up moving. One of the people that I had dinner with that night moved like 4 days later than I did.
That's great. When people just come here and stay after the Pork Fest. We're going to go to the phones here in just a moment. I want to make sure I tell you about memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. 800-259-9231 is the number. We go to your phone calls and the fun. People have been waiting patiently as we made history here on the air with the signing of the Shire Society Declaration. Dale, did you have a chance yet to put your signature on?
I think I'm going to sign it as soon as I get off the air.
Fantastic. So let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Mike, listening to WFLA in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
It's a good show. The Shire Society Declaration is very interesting. It seems like
Thank you.
Has a lot of Randian objectivism in it, which is good.
I'm not an objectivist, and I don't know if the people that were, I don't think the people that worked on this document are either. The objectivist thing is kind of weird to me. It's kind of cult of personality-like, and certainly it has nothing to do explicitly with Ayn Rand.
Understood. I understand that, but you can see some of the parallels there.
Agreed.
My question to the host and the guest would be, what is the tipping point? What is the tipping point between where we are now and the armed revolution?
Dale, do you want to field that one?
I actually think that we are doing what we're doing now in order to not get to that, because I think it's going to... What's going to happen is if we have an armed revolution to try to achieve liberty, we're going to use violence to solve the problem. We're going to get more violence. I think it's going to be, we might get a smaller government for a little while, and then the ball will be rolling again towards a gigantic, intrusive government again. It's what's, Ian often refers to it as revolution, when what we really want is evolution. We want to go in one direction. We don't want to turn around and do it the same thing over again.
Yeah, that's why I signed go ahead.
But what if the government will not, shall we say, acquiesce to the people's will? And the people's will, obviously, if you're looking at 60-70% polls, I know they're polls, regarding the healthcare thing and everything else, the banking takeover, GM takeover, AIG takeover, et cetera, et cetera. At what point will that tipping point happen if they don't pay attention to the will of the people?
That's sort of a delusion that you're having. The government is the people. People are acting as cogs in this big machine, and we need to stop acting as cogs and start acting like wrenches. And that doesn't take being violent. It just takes not obeying anymore. And then all of a sudden the machine will fall to pieces if just a whole bunch of individual cogs just stop moving.
Absolutely.
In response to it.
The government system, hold on a second, Mike. The government system, it is absolutely critical to its survival that people go along with their demands. And as long as 99% of people are complying with what the government people are demanding of them, nothing will ever change. But as more people, as Dale's suggesting here, begin non-cooperating and stop obeying their nonsense orders and their silly man laws and statutes and ordinances and all of that, and start living their lives as free people now, there's nothing they'll be able to do about that, because their government requires at some point, your participation. And as people withdraw participation, their power will wither away.
Understood, and that makes a lot of sense. Does that mean that we stop paying the federal withholding taxes? Does that mean that we... Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
You start doing what you're comfortable with, and then you will likely find your boundaries expanding and as far as what you're comfortable with.
Right.
And
it's
as
also,
more people do that, then it'll encourage other people and enable them to start resisting.
One of the things that is most effective at expanding one's comfort zone as far as how far they're willing to take the ideas of freedom and their actions in relation to them is to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. If you love liberty and you believe that in order to be free, you have to you understand that you have to allow others to also have freedom, even that weird guy that lives down the street that creeps you out. You know, you have to let everybody be free in order for you yourself to have freedom. So if you get that and you understand that freedom means that you should be able to live your life how you want as long as you don't harm others, you're a good candidate for looking at the Free State Project and then getting together with others, because when you're close by with others who believe as you do, with others who understand what freedom is, all kinds of neat things become possible that heretofore have been impossible because you just didn't have the support network before. What we've seen here in New Hampshire has been a continued expansion of courage on the part of the activists. People are dipping their toes into the world of non-cooperation, and they're beginning to say no.
Yeah, Mike, the idea of an armed revolution against the government, you know, it isn't 1776 anymore. And I'm not saying that it's not possible, but I'm just saying that the weaponry that they have is so much more effective than it used to be. And I don't, you know, if you, they are the monopoly the organization that has the monopoly privilege on the use of force, and they are very, very good at it. And they will, blow you and your family to little bitty pieces if you try to do something violent against them.
Right.
I like the other answer. It was very good, and I understand. But at the same time, there is a point whereby even though you're right regarding the government and its overwhelming military force, there is a point whereby, 80, 90, 100 million people, just like a third of the colonists were for the crown, a third of the colonists were neutral, but a third of the colonists also rebelled. So it is possible.
Thank you, Mike, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Dale, you want to
I was going to add that they would also, after they're done blowing you and your family to bits, they would spin it so that they were protecting everyone from you.
Right, you're crazy.
You were the bad guy. Yeah, some crazy, violent bad guy, and they're protecting them from you, and then the government would, their legitimacy would likely grow.
Right, take a look at the Ruby Ridge situation where you had a guy who sawed the end off of a shotgun that a federal agent sort of entrapped him into doing. You know, say, hey, you know, I'll buy a shot off shotgun for me if you saw it off for me. So he did. And that, he killed, they killed members of his family over it, and they spun it like it was some kind of weird cultish group out in the mountains. It was a guy who sold a gun. Yeah, exactly. And the reason why I signed, one of the reasons why I signed the Shire Society Declaration here tonight was because I'm dedicated to peace. It says there right in the last line of the Declaration, it's that we're dedicated to peace. And that if we want to have a truly peaceful world, we have to use peaceful means to get there. And I understand that goes against what people have been taught. You know, they've been taught, well, the way things have always been is that when you don't like the government, you try to change it, and if you can't change it, then you have to kill them.
Yep.
And that's just kind of been the history of government.
And once you kill enough of them, then you're in charge, and you get to subjugate the rest of the people under whatever form of government that you decide to institute. And hopefully it's a better one than the previous one, but there's no guarantee of that. Yeah. So, the fact is, in war, the best killer is the one who ends up in charge at the end.
A slightly smaller government isn't worth fighting for.
Let's talk to Vincent in Tampa. Vincent, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
How are you?
Vincent. Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it was along the lines of the questioning that the previous caller had. I feel that just like every tyrant throughout history, whether it was Caesar or Stalin or Genghis Khan, that might equals right, no matter what you think or say or do or how peaceful you are, in the end, military power is going to encircle you and consume you. The only
didn't work with Gandhi. It didn't work with Gandhi. They circled him, but Gandhi won. He was entirely peaceful in that. We can continue this discussion. If you want to hang on through the news, Vincent, you are welcome to do so. Violence, the topic of discussion here. Revolution versus evolution. Violent revolution versus peaceful evolution. It's a no-brainer for me. And I used to be that violent type. I've moved away from that. We'll talk about that transition here in a little bit and talk to you as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.